Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For the first time in 3 years, the JFK Library and Museum in Boston will have a permanent director. Alan Price takes over today. He's the former head of the Harvard Business School's Global Leadership Institute and was part of the Peace Corps leadership in the Obama administration. Alan Price joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Price. Thanks for speaking to Morning Edition, and congratulations.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Boston.
Can you give us the thumbnail version of your vision for the library moving forward?
Well, the legacy of John F. Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy resonates so well that it's important for us to broadcast that more loudly to the next generation, that they get the same call to public service. And I'm hoping we can increase the number of community partnerships that will help us make that dream come alive.
In the announcement of your appointment, Caroline Kennedy said she's excited about the new energy you're going to bring to the library and will work to make President Kennedy's life and work accessible to new generations. That's what she said. It's been 55 years since the assassination. How do you keep JFK relevant to people today?
Well, his message of a call to public service, his message that up for a globe that works for everyone, his message that the rich and poor together, along with Bobby Kennedy, the rich and poor together, this country's ideals are paramount. I think that message resonates. I think with things like the Peace Corps and NASA and the Cuban Missile Crisis, you have examples of bold thinking and leadership in tremendously challenging situations that young people can and should learn from.
How do you see the library fitting into, in a larger picture, Boston's cultural landscape today?
Well, it's such an iconic place in such an iconic spot that I think it inspires people who just go there, young and old alike. So we're always excited by school visits and executive education trips that feature JFK as part of their leadership development.
Let me ask an internal question, if I might. 3 years ago, more than one-third of the library staff quit or was fired amid what was described as an internal conflict. How's the morale there today, and how do you plan to repair any remaining division among the staff?
I understand that morale has been a challenge. People have worked hard in the leadership gap of 3 years, and I'm looking forward to listening, building relationships, and figuring out how we can focus on the mission and not let the challenges of interpersonal conflict become the focus.
You mentioned the word challenge a couple of times there. What's your biggest challenge in this new job, and how do you plan on tackling it?
I think the biggest challenge is thinking about the future of libraries with the staff, such that everything that we do is focused on making sure that JFK and Bobby Kennedy remain relevant, while also bringing the Ernest Hemingway collection more towards the front so that people can experience that collection as well.
It's interesting that the Hemingway collection is becoming increasingly visible and increasingly important to Greater Boston.
It's amazing to have such a great collection, thanks to the relationship between Ernest Hemingway's wife and Jackie Kennedy, and we're excited to have that there. I also think that there's an opportunity to bring more of Bobby Kennedy's collection to the forefront. And the JFK collection, we will continue to look for new and interesting ways to make it speak to the challenges of today.
Alan Price is the new director of the John F. Kennedy Library and Museum in Boston. He takes over today. Alan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Bob, thank you very much. Have a great day.